We get two central bank decisions today with both the BOE and ECB on the docket, though the market is pricing some movement from the BOE with a 25 basis point rate hike expected. It's the ECB decision that is going to get more attention. Heading into today, there's been a reason for the market to be thinking the ECB will be making a hawkish shift with its communication. No change is expected on rates, but the focus will be on whether or not there are any adjustments to views on inflation and if this will result to a tweaking of QE guidance. We always like to look at things from the perspective of assessing the balance of risk and considering the fact that we have all this recent news that has been pricing less dovishness from the ECB, it would seem the balance of risk could be setting up for a letdown. We believe it's entirely possible President Lagarde downplays rising inflation with the view that core inflation will start to ease later on this year, and that she also downplays any expectation for a rate hike in 2022. Another reason we hold this view is that at this point, the Fed still hasn't done anything on rates in 2022. Yes, we have a market pricing a whole bunch of hikes from the Fed, but nothing as of yet. And so we don't see any reason for the ECB to be pressured into making any moves towards changing its tune, for sure not until we start seeing actual movement over at the Fed. As far as the euro goes, this means we could be on the lookout for some heavy selling into any additional rallies from current levels. If we do see a run-up on the ECB decision, we suspect that the run-up will be met with meaningful sell interest, especially if there is no big change to the central bank's outlook. Technically speaking, we're really neither here nor there right now when looking at euro dollar. There is a lot of resistance up towards 114, and right now the prevailing trend is bearish, with the market caught in a consolidation within a downtrend. Ultimately, the euro would need to break back above the yearly high around 114.85 to suggest we could be seeing a bullish structural shift. That's all for now.